children, a long time ago, people began to turn away from the Lord and do evil. And then people saw that we were in bad trouble, that the hells would always win and would drag us down into hell, and we wouldn't even have a choice. So right away, the Lord promised that he would come into the world and save us from our sins. He would give us the freedom to choose to follow the Lord again and be led to heaven. So all through the Old Testament word, the Lord kept giving us promises and prophecies of his coming and what he would be like when he came. Now in the Heavenly Doctrine, in this little book, the Lord has gathered together a lot of these prophecies. So I will read a few of them and see if these prophecies remind you of the Christmas stories. Hear the word of the Lord in the Coronis, number 60. Now follow some passages about the coming of the Lord, collected from the prophecies of the Old Testament word. A star shall rise out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise up out of Israel. Numbers 24. The Lord himself gives you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bring forth a son, and shall call his name God with us. Isaiah chapter 7. Thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, it is little that thou art among the thousands of Judah. Out of thee shall one go forth unto me who will be the ruler in Israel, and whose goings forth are from of old, from the days of eternity. He shall stand and shepherd them in the strength of Yehovah, and shall increase even to the ends of the earth. Micah chapter 5. The people walking in darkness shall see a great light. The dwellers in the land of the shadow of death, upon them shall the light shine. Isaiah chapter 9. Now we will read some reasons why the Lord gave us so many promises and prophecies of his coming. But it may be asked, why was such frequent prediction of his coming made? There were several reasons, some regarding the Israelitish and Jewish people, and some regarding the Christian people after them. But we will tell the reasons that especially had to do with the Israelitish and Jewish people. The first was that by the Lord's being named and recalled to mind, they might be kept in the interior worship of Yehovah, since without that, there was no entrance of Yehovah to any one of them, nor any way for anyone to approach Yehovah. The case was then, as it is at this day, that no one has seen God the Father, the only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has set him forth. And again, no one comes to the Father but by me. The second reason regarding that people was that the representative rituals of their church, which all looked to our Lord and to the church to be established by him after his coming, might serve them as so many indicators and symbols of their worship. Consequently, that they might acknowledge him when he came and allow themselves to be introduced into the internals of the worship of him, and together with the nations that surrounded them, become Christians. The third reason was that by the remembrance of his coming, some notion of the idea of resurrection and eternal life might enter into their thoughts. For who of them could not have thought interiorly in himself or in his heart, what is the Messiah to us after we are dead, unless we return then, see his glory, and reign with him? From this source was derived that religious notion of theirs, that at that time they were to be raised again, everyone out of his grave, and return into the land of Canaan. The fourth reason was that they might be lifted up and healed in their state of vastation and oppression, when they were in temptations and afflictions, as their fathers and brothers had been in the desert. For without such uplifting and healing, they would have cast insults against Yehovah and it departed in crowds from the representative worship of him to idolatry. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.